adding 120 kilometers onto the Bruce Trail, so we're actually going to make it 1,000 even to get back to Niagara Falls. So we're actually in, we started in Chippewa Hill today.
Okay.
And so we're going towards Tobermory and then coming back all the way on the road for 3 days and then coming back on the trail the whole way. You know, and the reason why we chose that, and it was in the proximity where our kilometers were, is because one of the children that we knew from Niagara Falls was born in Chippewa, and from Chippewa she passed away osteosarcoma a couple of years ago, and she's a special connection with myself and the other runner, Vic Pietrangelo, so that's why we kind of chose Chippewa Falls. It's just about 15 kilometers south of Sabo Beach.
So this is a whole month-long excursion that you're on then?
Yeah, so it's 30 days, and so we're basically approximately 33 kilometers each day. Today is going to be a little bit longer. We're just trying to map it out so we can get where we want to stay, places to stay, whether they're donated or we have an RV support mobile that we're kind of parking in places that we can stay in as well. So we're just kind of, yeah. And then on the trail, it would definitely be 33.3 kilometers, basically a day, that type of thing. And then, you know, obviously on the trail, it's a lot harder because of, you know, the tree roots, rocks, and conditions going up the escarpment a few times, you know, every day. It's tough on your body, obviously. And it's probably equivalent or more than a marathon a day on a road.
Wow. That's a lot. You guys must be really fit.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think we're more driven than fit. Because I just took a little break, and my partner Vic, who goes, I'm going to walk ahead for a bit. I go, okay, I'll catch up, and then you just called me, so I'm going to go catch up to him after a little breather here. We've done just over 20 kilometers, so we have about another 15 left for today. So everything's going well. You know, it's a beautiful day today, and sun's on us all the time. It's about, you know, 22 degrees, so it's not too bad, and you get a little bit of breeze when you're along the water along Lake Huron. But when we get on the near the main road, it gets a little bit hotter, but everything's going pretty well right now.
Wow, that's impressive. If I ran 20 kilometers today, that'd be it. I'd be done. So I guess one of the things I should ask you about is, you know, you've done other excursions as well, I guess I'll call them runs and things. What started you raising money for childhood cancer research?
Well, I was an Olympic boxer, and I had a mentor from Niagara Falls named Bob, and his nickname was Heater Lavelle, and Bob helped me out, you know, financially, and helped me out with training and stuff like that, because being an amateur athlete in Canada, you don't get paid really, and, you know, so, you know, to get you to places where you want to go in the top, how many in the world are one of the best in the world, you need help from people sometimes, and with training and facilities and coaches and whatnot. And sometimes you can't stay in your own city while you're training. So Bob helped me out quite a bit in that respect. And, you know, in 2008, after I was done in the Olympics, my last Olympics was 2000, but because of Bob, I was allowed to go, you know, I went to three Olympics, and that last Olympics, because of what Bob helped me out. Financially, he helped me, you know, get to those last Olympics and the Commonwealth Games, won the gold medal there. But after that, I kind of retired. And then 2008 Olympics, Bob, he asked me if I wanted to go to the Olympics in Beijing, because his niece, Caitlin Lever, was participating in baseball, wanted me to go. He worked for Bell Mobility, so he said, oh, we're going to bring you out. I said, sure. And then, but a month later, he said, you know, I can't. I got this pain in my back. And then he called a little bit later saying, you know, he got diagnosed with cancer. So I was pretty devastated, and we ended up starting this kind of charity event called Heater's Heroes Run for Children, because Heater did a lot for children in our area. So we're doing our 12th annual coming up on September 9th. But the first one we did, we helped children, almost like a Tender Wishes, where we helped children with terminal illnesses, life-altering illnesses, or injuries. And I met this little girl, Kelsey Hill, who was from Fort Erie, and she had a brain tumor, and she was paralyzed because of the brain tumor. And her family wanted a chairlift from where she was sleeping to the washroom. So after that charity event, we gave her that. And, you know, I actually pushed her in the Terry Fox Run about a month later at that same Oaks Park where we held the event. And I thought to myself, you know, has anyone ever kind of, you know, finished or carried on Terry Fox's run from where he was forced to stop and near Thunder Bay? And I Googled, and no one had. So I decided then, back in 2012, I was going to do it, and I did it, and that was 3,149 kilometers, and And then in 2014, I ran the other way, which was from Newfoundland all the way into Niagara Falls. So, you know, I've had it in my mind to do, you know, and I did the Camino Trail, which is in Spain, in 2018. And so it was always on kind of my list to do one of the most world iconic trails is the Bruce Trail. And, you know, you look in the top 10 trails in the world and, you know, and it's there, the Bruce Trail. So my friend Vic, who's a fellow city councilor, he said, if you're going to do this, I'll do this with you. I'm like, okay, perfect. Vic's a big guy, size 15 shoes. So it's probably a lot tougher than for him than me, but it's good to have him as someone just to run with, because, you know, running by yourself, it sucks and it gets really lonely, and, you know, physically and mentally. So to have him beside me and talking with him and stuff like that really, really helps. So this is our first day. He's out there. He's sweating quite a bit because he's a bigger guy than me, but he's getting through it today. But so this challenge, we're doing this 30-day challenge, and we're dedicating every day to children. So we have basically 58 children that we're dedicating every day to, and some have passed, some are fighting cancer, and some have beat cancer. And we think it's so important. You know, the fundraising is a great thing that we're doing, and half of it goes to Ronald McDonald House, half of it goes to Childhood Cancer Research. But the important thing is these children's memories and their stories. We never want to forget their stories. So what we do is, you know, we have two today that we're dedicating to, and you know, one had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the other one had leukemia. Unfortunately, one with leukemia passed away, and the other one has lymphoma, is still fighting, but he's doing really well. And we dedicate them, and we tell their stories, because a lot of these kids can't tell their stories, or are not ready to tell their stories. You know, and they're all books, these stories, these kids that they've gone through the treatment and everything. And we never want to forget, and we want to remember their stories and what they've done, because they're an inspiration to other children. So we put in a couple Canadian flags at every run, because that's where we know where to go back and start to run, is where those Canadian flags are. And we put their names on them, and we put a little, you know, today's dedication to the two children, and then we put like an inspirational word of the day, like memory or remember or hope or something like that to each child. So it's good, and we challenge a lot of the families and children. There's some children who have beaten cancer who are going to come out and actually run the trail with us, which is pretty incredible, because a lot of them are still feeling the effects of the cancers and the treatment. So it's great, and you know, it's the first day. We've had a lot of good people like donating and fundraising for us. And if anyone would like to go to donate, it goes to Box Run Charitable Organization, which is Box Run because I used to box, and kind of rhymes with Terry Fox and thinking outside the box. So it's boxrun.org if anyone would like to donate to this great journey we're doing.
Wow. So if they want to learn about the children's stories, are they something that's on the website, or is it just something you kind of observe every day?
Well, all of them have basically been a Heater's Hero. Okay. To us in the Niagara region. So we have their stories, so we just share them, and we'll share them every day on a live video, plus I'll be doing posts every day on Instagram, plus Facebook as well.